Here we are, be it ever so humble.
Wow, this is some house. If you ever decide to sell, I want the listing.
Well, you'd have to kill my mom for it, so sure.
Charlie kisses the attractive blonde.
Can I make you a drink?
Charlie, we both know I'm gonna sleep with you. You don't have to liquor me up.
She grins.
I've been doing this a long time. Trust me, you'll want a drink.
He leads her to the kitchen.
Oh, hey, I didn't know you guys were home. Lydia, this is my brother, Alan.
Alan, hi.
Hi.
So sorry to hear about your troubles.
Troubles? What troubles?
Oh, maybe I have it wrong. Charlie, didn't you tell me he was divorced, broke, and living on your couch?
Alan turns slowly to look at Charlie, who shifts uncomfortably.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, I am going through a bit of a rough patch, but I try not to think about it too much.
Oh, good for you. I'd be suicidal.
Alan's smile falls.
Hear that? You have options.
He stares at Charlie.
Anyway, this is my nephew, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
So what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Well, don't you worry when the other kids make fun of you. You'll show them someday.
Jake shrugs.
Nobody makes fun of me.
You're kidding.
Jake frowns.
Why would anyone make fun of me?
And this is my housekeeper, Berta. Berta, Lydia.
Choose your words carefully, Slim.
Lydia smiles.
Slim? Why, thank you. I watch what I eat.
Going in or coming out?
Lydia smiles and points at her. Beefy Berta smiles sardonically.
Hey, why don't we forget the drinks and go out on the deck and enjoy the sunset?
All right. Well, it was so nice to meet all of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
She goes out onto the deck.
You didn't have to be so rude.
Charlie whispers back into the kitchen before joining Lydia on the deck.
You said they were laughing with me.
Hey, I got my own problems.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie and Lydia are in bed.
Charlie.
No need to thank me.
He smiles smugly.
I wasn't going to.
Excuse me?
I mean, it was very nice. It's just if I'd known you were going to camp down there, I would have given you a lantern and some marshmallows.
I was just trying to be thorough.
You were showing off.
No, no. If I were showing off, I'd have done it with no hands.
So I can expect this kind of effort every time we get in bed?
Well, maybe not during flu season. And it's important to have variety. I'm not always going to swing for the long ball. Every once in a while, I'll lay down a bunt. And how did you manage to turn this into a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
Thank you.
Which is not to say if you were open to suggestion, it couldn't be better.
Oh, really? And how could it have been better?
Ooh, looks like I pushed a button.
Yeah, well, looks like I didn't.
He moves away.
Charlie, you can push an elevator button 100 times. It still won't come any faster.
Charlie glares at her.
Fine. I mean, next time I'll take the stairs.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. You were magnificent. Astonishing. You've ruined me for other men.
He turns back to her.
Was that so hard?
She laughs.
Boys and your little egos.
Okay, stop. In this bed, we don't say boys and we don't say little.
Fine.
You want me to try again?
No, I'm a bit chafed. Let's make the next few minutes about pleasing you.
A few minutes? That's all I get?
Trust me, darling. With me, that's all you can handle.
She leans in and they start making out. Nighttime, Alan and Jake are on the sofa watching TV.
Yeah?
Do you like little Charlie's new girlfriend?
Well, I just met her the one time, so... No, not really.
You know who she reminds me of? The girls at school think they rule the world just because they got their boobs.
Alan purses his lips.
Well, I hate to tell you, buddy, but... They kind of do.
I don't get it. I wouldn't be mean if I had boobs.
That's very admirable.
Jake looks down and lifts his t-shirt out in the shape of a pair of boobs. He jiggles them around. Alan notices and turns, eyebrows raised. Jake grins sheepishly.
Hi there. I like you very much.
Please don't do that.
Do what? I'm just being nice.
I'm serious. Cut it out.
Charlie enters.
Hey.
Hello, big boy.
Jake smiles, still holding his t-shirt. Charlie frowns.
You really need to get him into a sport.
Charlie sits down.
I need a sports bra.
I said quit it.
Jake lets go of his t-shirt.
I don't know, some Disney crap.
Where's your girlfriend? Hey, my boob!
Alan nudges Jake with his elbow.
She had to go pick up her kids.
Probably from therapy.
What's that supposed to mean?
We don't like her.
Who's we?
Me and Dad.
No, that's not... she seems really... No, we don't like her.
All right, she might be a bit outspoken, but I happen to find that very attractive.
She must be dynamite in the sack.
Alan furrows his brow, staring at Jake incredulously.
Where do you get this stuff from?
Cinemax.
Jake nods, pleased with himself.
Well, not that my sex life is any of your business.
It's but... not his business. It's nobody's business. So, what does she do for a living?
She sells real estate.
Oh, like Mom.
No, not like Mom. Lydia sells high-end homes in Beverly Hills, and Mom sells high-end homes mostly on the beach.
What are you getting so defensive about?
I'm not getting defensive.
We don't like her.
All right, that's it. Go to bed.
Jake gets up.
It wasn't mean before I got my boobs.
Jake leaves. Alan sighs. Charlie raises an eyebrow.
Boy, puberty is gonna hit him like a shovel.
Lydia and Charlie sit at a table in a fancy restaurant. A waiter pours wine.
Good to have you back, Mr. Harper.
Thank you, Bobby.
We haven't seen your mother here for quite some time.
Well, maybe you just didn't recognize her. Like Satan, my mother can take many forms.
Good one.
I'm ready to order.
Of course. Apologies for the frivolity. What would you like?
I'll have the seared ahi tuna filet.
A good choice.
I want it very rare.
That's how we serve it.
I want it red in the middle, not pink.
Shall do.
If it's pink, don't even bother bringing it.
Got it.
Just give it to someone who doesn't know what rare is.
Of course.
You know what? Forget it. You won't get it right. Is your salmon fresh?
Flown in today.
What time?
I'll ask the chef. Many forms. Thought you were joking.
Bobby walks off.
You eat here regularly?
Not anymore.
So, listen, about this weekend, my ex is going to be out of town, so I'll have the kids.
Whoa, Lydia. No one loves the little ones more than old Uncle Charlie. But don't you think it might be a bit soon for me to meet your kids?
Oh, I don't want you to meet them.
Why not?
Because I'm very careful about who I expose them to.
What's that supposed to mean?
Charlie, please.
Why can't I expose myself to your kids? I mean, why can't I meet your kids?
Please don't make me hurt your feelings.
You can't hurt my feelings.
All right, fine. You're a professional boy toy, a perpetual adolescent leading a dissolute life. You may have your uses, but you're not the kind of man I want around my children.
Oh. What made you think that would hurt my feelings?
2:00, JetBlue from Vancouver. Would you like me to find out what the movie was?
Don't bother. I'll just have the calculator.
She hands him her menu.
And I'll have the pork chop with a baked potato.
How about a little angioplasty for dessert?
Yeah, I like a nice pork chop once in a while.
Fine, I'm not gonna tell you how to eat.
Really? Even if I chew slowly for your pleasure?
She eyes Charlie up and down.
So, yay or nay on the pork chop?
I'll have the spinach and goat cheese salad.
Good choice.
Thank you.
On the food.
Lydia laughs. At Charlie's house, Jake and Evelyn eat breakfast. Alan's washing up.
How many pieces of bacon are you gonna eat?
My record's 14. I barf, but it still counts.
Do you know what's gonna happen if you continue to eat like this?
Yeah, I'm gonna barf.
Berta comes in.
Alan, doesn't this poor child already have enough strikes against him?
He's fine, Mom.
All right. When Jerry Springer has to knock down a wall just to get him out of his house, don't come crying to me.
That wasn't Jerry, that was Dr. Phil.
I'm not saying it wasn't a turn-on. I just think you need to trim a fingernail. Oh, hey, Mom. Mom, this is Lydia. Lydia, my mother.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
The two strike similar poses, are wearing similar suits, and have similar hairdos. They shake hands.
Boy, I'm glad I stopped coming to work high.
In 80s, ventriloquist eggs got bad name. Dreadful comedy from creepy men with bad mullets. Rod Hall and Emu. Kit Harrison and Gundam Orville. It was bad, bad time for everybody.
You could say that.
Silence, Jeff. Now things have changed. The puppets are top banana. The jokes are actually funny. And ventriloquists are normal, not weird little men you're scared to be alone with.
That's terrible.
Shut up, Jeff. You're getting on my man boobs. So, bottom line, if you want to see funny comedy from me with this Jeff Dunham dude pulling strings...
Thank you.
You're in the right place. Now, where is Endpage? Jeff Dunham, Controlled Chaos, Saturday 3rd match on Comedy Central. Watch it, or I kill you!
What are we gonna say?
We'll say that we were mugged. You can't get mad at someone who's been mugged.
Oh, good, that's good. But you don't look like you were mugged.
No. Hey!
So, Lydia, what do you do? I mean, besides my son.
Lydia laughs.
I'm in real estate.
How interesting. So am I.
Oh, yes, Evelyn Harper. I recognize you from your bus bench ads. People all over town are sitting on your face.
Evelyn smiles coldly at her.
Well, dear, maybe someday if you work hard, people will be sitting on your face, too.
Lydia smiles.
Thank you. Although when I get to be your age, I hope I won't be schlepping to open houses in order to make a buck.
Don't say schlep, darling. You're a bit too vanilla to pull it off.
Charlie watches anxiously.
So, Charlie, how long have you been seeing this lovely woman?
How long has it been, sweetie?
Are you telling me you don't remember when we met?
The way he drinks, there's a good chance he doesn't remember coming down the stairs.
Did his father drink?
What choice did he have?
Charlie, don't be snide.
And stand up straight.
Charlie straightens himself. The others look on.
This is so weird.
Well, really must run.
Oh, me too. Can I walk you out?
Oh, how nice. Are you sure you don't want to stay and finish putting on your makeup?
Lydia faux smiles.
That's okay. I'm done. Would you like to borrow some?
No, thanks. I'm allergic to the drugstore brands.
Evelyn marches off ahead while Lydia pauses momentarily looking up. Charlie gazes after them. Berta, Jake and Alan all stare at Charlie. He turns to them, shrugging.
What?
And they call you slow.
To Jake.
You're kidding, right? You don't see it?
See what?
Lydia and Mom?
What about them?
Come on, Charlie. The only difference between those two broads is you came out of one and...
Whoa.
Charlie waves his arms in the air.
You think Lydia's like Mom?
No, we think Lydia is Mom.
Okay. You guys are nuts. And this conversation is over.
Charlie storms out. Jake looks at Berta.
Who calls me slow?
Berta looks at Alan, eyebrows raised. Charlie comes down the stairs.
And I'll tell you another thing. There's a lot of women in this town who work in real estate.
I thought this conversation was over.
They all wear the suits and the designer bags. It's like a uniform.
They could be firemen.
And Mom's Lexus is a two-door, while Lydia's Lexus is a four-door.
Worlds apart.
It is worlds apart. The two-door is a selfish car. The four-door is a family car. And you know why Lydia has a family car? Because Lydia has children.
Unlike our mother.
Alan looks up, deadpan.
Charlie, it's okay. You've been working out your maternal issues by having sex with other women your entire life. All you're doing now is cutting out the middleman.
Oh, that is just sick.
My point exactly.
Stupid idiot. He's just jealous. Lydia's smart, funny, and sexy. Way sexier than Mom. Not that I think Mom is sexy. New thought.
Oh, Charlie. If you could get rid of disturbing thoughts that easily, I wouldn't be making a quilt out of your old underwear.
Rose climbs onto the deck.
Hi, Rose.
I brought you a little gift.
Oedipus Rex?
It's about a guy who sleeps with his mother and then pokes his eyes out. I'm giving away the ending because I'm afraid you might be blind by the time you get to it.
Where do you get this stuff? You've never even seen Lydia.
No, you've never seen me see her.
Lydia is nothing like my mother. Why would I get involved with a woman who even slightly resembles the monster who bore me?
Oh, are you going to love this book?
Rose shakes her head, smiling. Alan comes out.
Here. Mom wants to talk to you.
Oh, great. Hi, Mom. Oh, Lydia. Very funny.
I thought so.
I liked it.
So what's up? You still coming over tomorrow? Thought your ex had the kids. Okay, well, why don't you bring them over? Oh, please, how could I possibly embarrass you? No. I only do that when I'm drunk. Look, I swear I'll be on my best behavior. Great. I'll see you then, Mom. The year? Well, in my book, you are.
He hangs up.
One word, and everybody gets their eyes poked out.
He walks off. Jake sits on the sofa eating crisps.
Why do I have to play with kids I don't know?
Because Lydia's bringing them over and I didn't have time to rent a clown.
Charlie swigs from a bottle of beer.
Are they boys or girls?
Beats me.
How old are they?
Not a clue.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, they're kids. You're a kid. How tough could it be? I mean, we're not breeding pandas here.
All right, but if they're boys, just don't call them little dudes, okay?
Why not?
There's this guy Mom used to date, and every time he'd see me, he'd call me little dude. He was an idiot.
Charlie nods.
Okay, that's good stuff. What else you got?
No lame magic tricks, no head rubbing, and please, no high fives.
Got it.
And don't ask who wants ice cream. Everybody wants ice cream.
I understand.
Even lactose intolerant kids want ice cream.
Makes sense.
But whatever you do, don't try to pretend you're not sleeping with their mom. We're not stupid.
So if I do this stuff, her kids will like me?
No.
Why not?
You're doing their mom.
Charlie closes his eyes despairingly. Alan answers the door.
Hello, Lydia. Hey, little dudes. Give me five.
They give him five, unimpressed.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't worry. He's not the one I'm dating.
The kids are Alan and Charlie lookalikes.
There they are. Welcome.
Hello, Charlie. These are my sons, Andy and Joey.
Nice to meet you guys.
Wrong.
He holds his hand up for a high five, then swaps to shake.
Shake hands with them, darlings. Hi.
Hey.
Not like that. Shake hands like a man.
I am.
Do you always have to embarrass me? What are you laughing at? You're no prize either.
The boys hang their heads. Charlie frowns, then looks at Alan wide-eyed. Alan stares back, pouting sourly.
What?
Excuse me.
Charlie ambles across the living room towards the doors that lead onto the deck. He goes out and turns to wave at Lydia, who's watching. The others stand awkwardly in the living room. Alan frowns. Jake shrugs nervously. Alan turns to the kids.
Hey, who wants ice cream?
Alan ruffles Andy's hair. Jake shakes his head, covering his face with his hand.
Sorbet, not ice cream. You don't want to turn into a big tub of goo like your father. And those are expensive new shirts. If you stain them, don't even bother coming back.
Lydia shouts after Alan, Andy, and Joey, who are walking down the driveway. She shuts the door and turns to Charlie, who stares at her.
What now?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about mothers and kids and crying. So much crying.
Well, what do you think of my boys?
Oh, they're terrific. And the way you interact with them is so unbelievable.
Thank you. The older one has a chance. The younger one, I'm afraid, is a lost cause. Anyway, we have the house to ourselves. Yeah. Feel like going upstairs?
Yeah, that's a interesting idea.
What's the matter, Charlie?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Well, why don't we go get naked and see if that loosens your tongue?
She kisses him.
I got my nails done.
She carries on kissing him gently.
Oh, why not? I'm going to hell anyway.
ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.